This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. Brought to you by BioCleanTex.com on Sports Radio 610. Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
All right, Brandon Scott is on the scene. Tony Busby is meeting with a judge in the Deshaun Watson case at the 113th Civil Court. Per Brandon Scott, six women already with Tony Busby. So six of the accusers are already in attendance. Mark Berman of Fox 26, also on the scene, has said that there will be as many as 12. Once we get this this court proceeding in our grasp, we will present it to you the best way possible. We are also anticipating, and Brandon will be there for that, a press conference from Tony Busby with the 12 women. Per Berman, this is in response to them being called liars by Deshaun Watson's attorney, Rusty Harden.
Brandon Scott in the courtroom and telling us now that Rusty Harden is in there as well. I'm sure just as a witness to, you know, he wants his presence there as plaintiff's attorney. Tony Busby is there. And Brandon Kyle Scott, our guy, says that he sees at least five other women as of now.
Okay, so we're up to 11. We anticipated 12 again. Mark Berman was the one with the
it could be, but that's what we're seeing right now.
So this is just going to be, as far as what's actually going on in the courthouse, there is going to be, you can follow Brandon Scott if you want to get the play-by-play of it at Brandon K. Scott on Twitter. Does the Lord's work on sportsradio610.com. But per Brandon Scott, Rusty Harden and the plaintiff's attorney, Busby, are present for a status conference. Busby's also joined by Ashley Solis and five others as of right now. So there you go. We'll keep you updated on sportsradio610.com. We actually got a notification from the court. Mm-hmm. You cannot live stream this. So right. we can present it to you. We are on the scene, and we will let you know what is going down in there. But thanks to the 113th District Court for covering our own asses. Sometimes we need that. You cannot live stream the court proceedings. So you learn something new every day, J-Lo.
Well, this one anyway, because some others on court TV are aired, obviously. So I guess it's just this one in particular. But... yeah, they're getting ready to start. We will have, I mean, it always sounds self-serving, but because of the resources that we have there, I can tell you with certainty, no one is going to be able to cover it and get you the information in the time that we will.
At Brandon K. Scott on Twitter, he'll give you the updates. Could Deshaun be heading to Philadelphia? And the jersey might be greener, but would the grass actually be greener? This was a press conference yesterday with former Colts offensive coordinator, current Eagles coach, Nick Sirianni, potentially Watson's next coach, rambling about the offseason is the first thing you'll hear, and then maybe the weirdest quote of 2021 when it comes to press conferences.
We really got a good, like last year in Indianapolis, we figured out ways, right? We figured out ways to maximize the online or the Zoom portion of it, right? We maximized, and I know we did a great job of it. Like we figured out what we were given a situation and we had to adapt. That sounds a lot like football. Hey, we thought they were going to play cover three. Oh, they're playing cover two. Adapt. Or get passed up. Oh, we thought they were bringing this slot nickel pressure. Well, they brought the strong safety pressure the other way. Adapt or get whooped. So, and a tribute to Frank, he kind of got us going on that. Hey, figure out how we're gonna maximize the learning of without giving everything away. I mean, I'll give you a couple things, but it was making sure that the meetings were interactive because. Right, we're in Zoom. I'm sure not every one of you. We're in Zoom right now. I'm sure not every one of you is listening intently because there's other things going around in your basements or in your house or in your car or wherever you are. We got to make those interactive. So when I call, hey Les, I call on you. Right, you got to answer. And so it's just trying to find interactive ways to do things. You know, there's a lot of different things. We have a creative group of guys. It's you know, we kind of came up and we said, and we had a staff meeting. And we said, hey, here's what we did in Indy and how we maximized how we were going to learn in the Zoom meetings. What else have you done? And you do things just like we do with the draft to figure out how you're going to get the most out of the players.
All right, that's Nick Sirianni rambling. Apparently the courthouse has the action in the courtroom has begun. Tony Busby with multiple Deshaun Watson accusers. We've seen Ashley Solis. Now we are going to see the faces of multiple. 12 believed to be on hand. Press conference likely coming very, very soon. Brandon Scott on the scene. We promise you we will keep you updated. We will give you the latest. We're actually trying to get creative after that email that the court sent Figgy. I don't like that they came down on you like that, Figgy. That's kind of scary that you're getting told this, but I'm glad you relayed the information to us. We'll have you covered right here on Sports Radio 610. This is the weirdest quote from Deshaun Watson's next potential coach. This is one of the weirdest quotes that you'll hear at a press conference in 2021. I know we're only about a quarter of the way through, but I promise you, you won't hear a stranger quote than this, especially when it comes to player evaluation.
And if you guys are wondering, I'll tell you, I think some of you guys are wondering, like, what game? We didn't go earth-shattering on these games, right? I played a couple of them at rock, paper, scissors, right? That was as easy as that. Rock, paper, scissors. Let's see how competitive you are. I'm competitive. I'm going to be talking trash to them. Did you talk trash back to me? Jeopardy. There's different ways to do it. It looks a lot of different ways. But our coaches got so creative with this. Like they did just such... They all did a great job. And they all did a great job of just figuring out how to compete. Because everyone's compete looks a little different. Like, if I get up there, I play them rock, paper, scissors. They got a little more creative than I did at times. So it was awesome, though, because it did anything you compete at. When you compete with somebody that's competitive, they're going to go at you no matter what, no matter what game you're playing.
All right.
You can play rock, paper, scissors when we get in person together.
All right. That would be great.
let me say this, man. There are very few limits to my competitiveness. Mm-hmm. I have stopped speaking to friends in my younger days for days after an intense game of Madden or NCAA football. When my mom starts playing Pictionary or whatever, it gets intense with the family. But if you talk crap to me after paper, rock, scissors, I don't know. I just can't take you very serious. If we're really just going to be sitting there talking smack to each other playing paper, rock, scissors, that's goofy.
It's not a skill.
It kind of is. You got to decide. You got to fill out.
That's not a skill.
I know what your first play would be.
Is picking heads or tails?
I can look at you and I can tell what your first play would be.
All right, I'm going to put my hands right here and you tell me.
You got to describe it. You're putting it behind your laptop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Go. You did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got scissors.
Yeah.
See? I can read you and tell you what you're doing.
That's not a skill. It was a lucky guess.
I feel like that was pretty impressive.
No, it wasn't. All right, I'm going to flip a coin. Heads or tails?
John, you're moving the goalposts now. No. I just showed off my skill, and now you're moving the goalposts.
There is no skill to rock, paper, scissors.
There's no skill to war, but there's skill to rock, paper, scissors. You have to make a decision.
You have to make a decision on war.
Am I defending Nick Sirianni here?
You are.
Yes, you are.
You are.
Jesus.
Now, if we're playing basketball,
how can you train for rock, paper, scissors?
A video game. How do you get better?
Oh, you have to train for skills?
How do you get better? How do you develop skills for rock, paper, scissors?
I already have the blessing skill. I've just showed you.
Come on. Now you're just entrenched.
I know what your
now
first
you're
play
digging
would be.
In.
I know what Figgy's first play would be, too.
Do it, Figgy. Hide your hands. This. 1, 2, 3.
Go,
what is it?
It's a rock.
It's rock.
Telling you.
You are, yeah, there's no
skill. I know
skill. Everybody's
first play, no. A paper, rock, scissors.
No. Maybe you should go coach, be on Nick Sirianni's staff. Do you honestly think it's a skill to play rock, paper, scissors?
Yes. It's more of a skill than war.
No, it's not. Is it more of a skill than flipping a coin?
No.
Did you know when you flip a coin? You know where I got this? On that Twitter app, account I told you about, Facts. It's actually not 50-50 chance when you flip a coin. It's 51-49. Because of the weight of whatever you're on top of, whatever's on top, there's a 51% chance that whatever's showing on top is going to actually land on.
I don't believe
Ooh,
that.
Ooh, well, actually, guy.
I don't believe that.
Well, look it up at Facts on Twitter.
I do not. I feel like that's a made-up fact.
They tweet nothing but facts, Landry.
That's a made-up fact.
Yeah, like your rock, paper, scissors skill crap. That's a made up.
I'm not
fact.
Saying your mind's blown, but the eyebrows raised a little bit. The first
no,
one,
because you were
the
lucky.
The first one you chalked down to luck. The
Can you do it again?
One, the second one, the eyebrows went up. I'm not going to test my luck.
See? Oh, no, I did it once.
I'm not going to have my skill come into
you're
question.
Like, you're it's like Jerry Seinfeld. I no, choose not like, to run, no, even you, though you know
you
cheated.
What you're like? You're like every fan base in college football that's not Alabama. They lose every once in a while, and we sit there and say, Alabama lost. I'm the Alabama of this paper, rock, scissors thing.
Brother.
And as soon as I lose, I'm going to get scrutinized. That's basically the situation I find myself in dealing with you two guys every day. Freaking Alabama, paper, rock, scissors guessing.
So Nick Sirianni's kind of unlocked the code is what you're saying. You're a big Sirianni fan.
I didn't
you
come
might
into,
win the Super Bowl yeah, now.
I didn't come into this segment thinking that, but I might be a Sirianni guy. Watson might need to get to Philadelphia
let me
if he
ask
wants
you this.
To get it together.
Does playing or even winning rock, paper, scissors show how competitive you are?
Depending on how much of a jackass
Hell
you act.
Hell no.
Is there anything worse? Is there any worse feeling? 713-572-4610. Is there any worse feeling than... I mean, there's obviously worse feelings, so don't be well actually guy on the text line. It's like, well, yeah, let's say having a hernia is worse.
Ooh, well actually guy.
But is there anything worse than when you're not into playing a game, but you have like six people that are so into it, and you're just like, oh God, I just got to sit here and go through this. I don't want to play this game right now.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
It's like going to a Halloween party. And I sound like a real Scrooge right now, but...
I'm
just trying to go.
And
you got people in character.
You got a girlfriend, you dress. Period. That's a rule.
There's people like in
and
character.
It's
got to
be a couple's. Oftentimes, it's got to be a couple's costume.
I guess I miss it because we didn't have Halloween last year. I think Halloween will be different. But when you go to like down the hall and like someone's dressed up as like Larry the Cable Guy, get her done or something like that, it's
here we go, baby.
Now he does go hard on Halloween. Armin does go hard on Halloween. What was he this year?
I don't remember.
Miss Doubtfire.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's a little window into his world, I'm guessing.
He did the whole act thing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he did.
That with the right. vacuum, the wig.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I felt bad for our boss because he did all that and he didn't win the yeah. contest.
He got like fourth place.
He got fourth?
Yeah.
Third or fourth, I want to say.
Man. Yeah, if you're going to go all in like that on a costume, you got to win.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, he did the vacuum scene.
That's right, he did.
He did the vacuum scene.
He did. Yeah. Do we have that recorded?
God, I hope so.
We have to. I hope so, too. I'm going to have to ask our boss.
And what's the use of spending $700 on your costume and all the things you're going to use in your presentation to win like a $100 gift card?
What about a wedding dress?
Oh, don't tell me about that. Jesus.
How much does your daughter's wedding dress cost? I know this is rude. I just want to know. Just give me a ballpark figure. Because I'm always fascinated by this.
Close to 5 digits.
Good God. Was that the most painful thing you spent money on in a wedding? Is it the dress? Is it the flowers? What's the most painful expense that you had in the wedding?
Probably that. Because the reception obviously cost more. But I wanted to do that. I mean, that was like, let's go. You know, it was worth every penny. Well, maybe not every penny, but it was worth it.
Lopez got that bread.
No, he doesn't. Not anymore. He doesn't.
So the dress is the most painful thing. I feel like flowers.
Yeah, because it's a
some
scam.
People spend like $10,000 on flowers.
Lopez
people,
got that bread now.
Some
dude,
people,
dude. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you.
You're gonna have the whole budget here in a second.
God. The latest.
Some people do. Didn't know that.
The latest. They are in the courtroom right now. They being Tony Busby and Rusty Harden, as well as multiple accusers of Deshaun Watson. We'll give you the latest of what's going on downtown next.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker. Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
Man, it's getting chippy in that courtroom.
It really is.
This is the
baby.
Again, they're not letting us live stream it.
We will have it for you, all the information, very shortly.
And I actually have been taking notes and observing. This is the most intense dialogue that we've had between Rusty Harden and Tony Busby in the 113th District Court. Also got a little taste of what Harden's associates are like, and there is some intensity there. If you thought they were intense in Rusty Harden's initial statement, Mrs. Rachel Lewis and Letitia. Letitia's going in. Letitia Quinones does not play around. The basis of this is it goes back to the anonymity and what they are arguing about and what Tony Busby and Rusty Harden are arguing about.
This is the first time they've been in the same room, right?
Yes. Well, I mean,
because other time that they had the filings and stuff, the paperwork, I think Busby was
he was zooming. Yeah, he ain't zooming.
They're
right
going
now.
At it.
He's,
man.
He's got accusers with him. Busby does. We anticipate a Busby press conference coming up. But this is basically back to the anonymity. They have not reached a full agreement on the information that they want to provide with anonymity. According to Tony Busby, they're asking for social security numbers and driver's license of the accusers. Tony Busby is saying that's too much.
He called it ridiculous.
He called it ridiculous and outlandish.
In 25 years in going to these courts, he's never had to put that information. I mean, they're going at it pretty good.
And Ms. Quinones, she replied by saying, actually, you do have to provide the last three numbers of your Social Security number. That is 100% a must. Rusty Harden is also claiming that Deshaun Watson's legal team has not been able to identify four plaintiffs because they have common names. So there are common names with those women, so they say they cannot identify them. And he actually filed a motion for Tony Busby to supply driver's license and social security numbers. Busby says he won't do so without protective order. So that would have to be the judge stepping in. Now, the judge did say that these two would have 2 weeks. She said 2 weeks to solve these disagreements, submit a work document to her, and list the stuff that they've agreed to and that they've disagreed to. Now, when you hear 2 weeks, you wonder if maybe a settlement comes before then. But as of right now, the judge in the 113th District Court has told them that they need to come to an agreement and they have 2 weeks to do so.
Yeah. We gotta kind of process everything, and we are, you know, going to have these transcripts more in detail for you shortly. But I think the story today is Rusty Harden thus far. Tony Busby has not really spoken or had his moment there. But Rusty Harden is pushing and pushing hard, pushing back, pressing Tony Busby to really, really reveal and pull the curtain all the way back on every detail of these women's lives.
I'm telling you,
including
this,
Social Security numbers and driver's license.
Leticia Quinones, we can talk about the intensity in which she came with the Rusty Harden situation.
Mm-hmm.
She brings it in that courtroom.
Oh, yeah.
You don't work for Rusty Harden and suck.
Exactly.
It's like the Mac Jones conversation we've been having about the Alabama quarterback. You can mm-hmm. question what you want. You don't go to Alabama and suck. Like,
she's Mac
Jones. Getting the best. She is in there like bringing it. And she countered Tony Busby very quickly, very professionally, very, very directly. It was pretty cool to watch. You know how I feel about watching trials.
Oh,
it's intriguing.
Best.
Kind of a junkie
best.
On that type of stuff. Brandon Scott's on the scene. We'll probably speak to him. Again, we will provide you with this. It's just Figgy got the alert as well as other media types that you can't live stream the court
right.
process. They will likely make it available to where we can provide you with the audio. But right now, this is just us observing. Is it still going down in there, Figgy? Are they still going
yeah,
at it?
Yeah, it is.
Is it still intense?
It is.
Okay. All right. Give me a little something. What do we got?
Rusty Harden standing up right now, giving this.
Man, Rusty, know where the camera is.
I was looking at his tie.
I was looking at Rusty's wiener the whole segment.
I was gonna say tie.
I'm sitting there looking at Rusty Harden's junk while he sits there and makes his case.
Stood there.
This guy, and now he's wearing the shield instead of the mask because mm-hmm. the mask it was hard to hear.
Yeah.
So now he's got the shield on. But when he stands up and makes his case because of where the camera is, I'm looking at Rusty's wiener.
Come on, man.
What?
I thought
Figgy,
it was
what
more,
are you looking at right now with Rusty
tie.
Harden?
His midsection.
There you go, midsection.
His midsection. You're looking at his junk. I'm not asking for it.
Well, you're talking about it.
Well, it's there.
Yeah. It's hard to avoid.
I'm trying to give people an accurate representation of what's going on right now.
Well, you are.
Right now, you have a woman on the bottom left. You have Miss Quinones, you have the Judge Collier, and you have Rusty Harden's junk on the screen. That's what it is.
I cannot wait until Busby has his moment because he's already been responding to some of.
He's ready for this presser.
He's ready to go. I mean, he's ready to. He's ready for a fight.
The press conference is gonna go down. I just got confirmation on what I needed mm-hmm. From Attorney Sam,
mm-hmm.
and Attorney Sam, the official. Legal expert of In the Loop. Shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Whether you're an attorney, 9-to-5, or whatever. We are not Deshaun Watson. We're not trying to eliminate 9-to-5ers from our circle. But Sam just told me that Leticia is a beast. All caps, beast.
Good.
So, yeah. Again, you don't work for Rusty Harden and suck.
Right.
Like, but, yeah. Her in that courtroom, I'm extremely impressed.
You should be.
I am. Not necessarily as impressed with Rusty Harden's junk, but I would say if we were power ranking the most impressive things from what's going down in the 113th District Court right now, I would say Leticia's at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Busby, his legal delivery is right below her. Rusty Harden's right there below Busby. His junk at the bottom of the list. Bottom
probably,
of the list. Yeah,
probably. And by the way, one other thing.
Some old junk, too.
We talked about how there were five.
You think Rusty Harden uses Blue Chew?
Absolutely, 100%. But there were five women there, accusers, plaintiffs there. There are others on Zoom. So that's where the 12 came from. I saw a couple that they showed that some other accusers are on Zoom.
All right. It has officially wrapped up. So about 20-minute proceeding. We're gonna go listen to it, and we're gonna find out if the court will let us play it for you. If not, we promise you we will provide you with in-depth analysis on it. John Lopez actually has a backup going right now. So he's gonna be able to read everything that was said in that courtroom regardless. We got you covered as we have the whole time, the Deshaun Watson legal battle, a live trip to the court, and also we expect Tony Busby to speak as well. Keep it locked. Very active edition of In the Loop continues next.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker. Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
All right, so we have the conclusion of today's appearance by Rusty Harden and Tony Busby. Still waiting to see if Tony Busby does have the press conference with the Watson accusers that are in attendance. So fully anticipate that that happening. To summarize what went down in the courtroom, it's basically a discussion. That's what Judge Collier described it. It's a discussion over the ongoing anonymity of the accusers. Rusty Harden's defense team, I think, wants just one document with all the names on it. Once the driver's license, once the social security numbers, because they claim, they being the defense, they claim that the it's been too difficult to get the accusers even now. The claim by Mr. Harden is that four of the 22 accusers, they can't identify because they have common names. So I guess when they try to search them, the name comes up very often.
Clearly, Rusty Harden has a strategy here. He's just pressing and pressing and pressing on uncovering every detail of these plaintiffs' lives, putting pressure on them to want to back out, maybe pressure to lower the expected settlement, et cetera. The most heated moment happened when Rusty Harden was asking and his team, was asking for the social security numbers and driver's license numbers of these women. And Tony Busby responded, "I've been practicing in these courts for more than 25 years. I've never, ever put a driver's license number or social security number in public. It's ridiculous to suggest that's what we do. I've never put somebody's specific address publicly. That's ridiculous to success. That's the law, every case. These courts know that. Harris County, that's what you do. If we could work if he could work with me to enter a protective order, then we could work with him." And it was very heated for a while there between the two counsels.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Yeah, the back and forth, there was somewhat of a pissing match between Tony Busby and Rusty Harden accusing each other's clients of scrubbing social media accounts. That's where it got the most intense. We'll hear from Rusty Harden in just a sec. We got Brandon Scott on the scene. 2 weeks is what the judge said they had. They have 2 weeks to come to some sort of agreement on this and the transparency. Tony Busby says he's willing to do whatever needs to be done. Mm-hmm. Seems like he is kind of making it a little bit more difficult, I guess, than Rusty Harden believes it should be, although Tony Busby thinks that the requests are ridiculous, and I'm sure he's going to play it up as what he's played up the whole time, the overall bizarre nature in which these alleged encounters took place, and just the fact that you can't find the names as another symbol that, you know, what's going on here.
Right. No question about it. The other thing that Busby did was make very clear that he wants to continue to work with Rusty, but only to the point of not disclosing these things. And this was Rusty Harden saying, "I'm not an Instagram person, but these Instagram messages to many of my clients, and it's kind of absurd, with all due respect to my colleague, to stand in front of you and suggest that my clients have done anything since they filed this case." That was Busby saying that. We were sent an email to preserve the social media accounts, which we have, and Mr. Harden knows that better than me. So that's specifically to the point of Rusty Harden saying the other day in his filing that, you know, these, you know, he, they told us to do to preserve our social media and we did not. Busby is saying, oh yes, we did.
Speaking of the devil, here is Rusty Harden meeting with our own Brandon Scott shortly after the hearing that took place downtown moments ago.
She was inviting the lawyers down to talk about a schedule for the future. So that's all today was. There was nothing of substance done.
Rusty, Tony's saying that Deshaun Watson is destroying evidence on two of his phones. Is that true?
I think I'm not going to answer any questions. The answer is no first, but I'm not going to answer any of that. Just say, I think the First Amendment is a wonderful, wonderful amendment, and I think open courts are, and everybody has the right to say whatever they want. Y'all have a great day.
Are you surprised that you're having trouble, you guys, doing some of the basic civil court proceedings?
I've never, ever experienced where 6 weeks after the lawsuits are brought, we still don't know who all of them are. So that, in that sense, it's unusual. Y'all have a great day.
Now, you have claims of things being unusual. Tony Busby is saying it's unusual, the requests that are being made by Rusty Harden. And Rusty Harden is saying that he's never experienced anything like this where he can't even figure out who the accusers are 6 weeks into the process. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know the process here.
Well, it's so unique.
And
anyway,
we don't know what's going on in the situation.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't, that raises a lot more questions that you can't get, figure out who the other four are. Either something, I don't even want to make an assumption that just sounds kind of strange. Here's Tony Busby, and this is just a quick dip. I think Tony Busby's actually going to have a press conference later on today. Here is Tony Busby walking to the elevator as Brandon Scott follows him like Mark Berman does guys at the airport.
We'll deal with it when time comes. Let me get through this.
Tony, what about women are here very brave? Can you say anything about why they're here today?
They're here because they've been called liars, and they're not liars.
Are these women okay with showing their faces today and standing
up? I would prefer that
excuse us.
Each one of them
excuse
is a different person, so they'll have to decide that. Thank you guys for your attention.
Okay, so Tony Busby looks like he the women showed up, and now he is saying that if they want to speak, they can speak.
The other thing that Busby did today, which is really quite the accusation, well, it wasn't an accusation. He suggested, according to some, that Deshaun Watson has scrubbed some of his social media postings after the filing as well, which Rusty Harden said the exact opposite of that in his filing.
Yeah, and I think that's a slippery slope that they're playing with there, the back and forth on scrubbing social media.
But again, to do it in court is even more slippery.
Yeah, I mean, I know Deshaun's business manager, Brian Burney, he unliked a lot of tweets that he was initially liking. I think he got a talking to.
Well, you saw that. I mean, you have proof of that.
Yeah, he got a talking to after we talked about it on the show. So there was that. As far as the deleting of messages, I look, man, like if you believe what Rusty Harden and Deshaun Watson are saying right now, if this was consensual activity, he was at the very least cheating on his girlfriend. So I'm assuming Deshaun Watson tried to scrub that the minute it went down.
If it's part of this, though, that would be a problem in the court. Especially
well, it would be a problem for him.
Correct.
Because he was trying to – he would probably like those messages back, maybe. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would assume, and I'm assuming that might be what makes this a little bit more difficult. We haven't seen Deshaun Watson tweet anything since that initial tweet, which was so dumb.
Mm-hmm.
When you look back at it, and it wasn't from his phone, so who knows what happened. We really haven't heard from Deshaun Watson on that matter. So there it is.
There it is.
Another day, another court appearance.
And we will hear from Busby, I'm sure, in the wake of this. More specifically, he was leaving the courtroom, what you just heard, with some of the plaintiffs. So I'm sure he wanted to get them out. They showed their face in court and in public, and now he's probably going to be able to respond a lot more clearly.
Getting more from Attorney Sam minutes after Deshaun Watson and Deshaun Watson's attorney, I should say, Rusty Harden and Tony Busby appeared in the 113th District Clerk. Per Attorney Sam, he says it's standard and not unusual to request the following for all parties and witnesses. One, full name.
2, last 4 digits of driver's license number, 3, last 3 digits of social security number, and 4, address. So Attorney
they
Sam
said that
is
in
saying
court.
That. Yes, they said that.
But Busby
Letitia
said that.
Said that.
But yeah, yes, Letitia said that, and that it wasn't uncommon. Busby said that Harden has asked for social security numbers and driver's license numbers, not just the last digits. So very interesting. I mean, it's interesting the back and forth between these two.
It's interesting just everything that that has gone on. And this is Charles Robinson on Twitter, at Charles Robinson. This is his take on the whole thing. Quote, "We've reached the stage of the Deshaun Watson suits where both sides are claiming the other side is scrubbing, destroying digital evidence. Both sides want a preservation order for evidence, and we'll get it." So they will get it. Both are representing they want to get discovery in these civil suits. So it was basically one big pissing match between two of the most powerful attorneys in Houston. You're just tuning in. Tony Busby making claims that Rusty Harden is asking for too much information on these women, including social security numbers. Letitia Quiñones and Rusty Harden, the defense, they claim that these are not uncommon requests, and that the final few numbers of social security numbers, it's a standard procedure whenever these such things are going on.
I'll just reiterate what's really the most interesting to me, and that is that they're doing all these things and making these suggestions, and in some cases outright allegations of one side lying or the other side lying, of scrubbing social media accounts. They're doing it in front of the judge. That's where it gets so hard if you're not right. If you're not right, it could really debilitate a big chunk of your case.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. We're going to go live out there to the courthouse very, very soon. We're gonna get Brandon Scott. Let's get Brandon on the line as soon as we can, Fig. I wanna get his takeaway because he's actually in attendance, so he can give us a better grasp of the scene. So we'll get to Brandon very, very shortly right here on Sports Radio 610. Boots on the ground, as they say, J Lo. Brandon Scott gonna hold it down for us right here on Sports Radio 610. I wonder what they're claiming that Deshaun Watson did or did not scrub from his social media. Sometimes, you know, when these court things do happen, I find myself wanting more information, just because more information is a good thing in this situation. I wonder what the specifics are, the specific claims that are being thrown out.
Well, we know some of them.
Let's go out there live right now. Brandon Scott joining us. Brandon, you were there. Set the scene for us. We've got the meat and potatoes of what went on inside the courtroom, but what was the scene like as far as the company that Tony Busby had, maybe some stuff that they said that we didn't catch? What was that scene like?
Man, let's go to the beginning, Landry. Let's go all the way back to the beginning when I get into the courthouse. Like, not the courtroom, but when I get up the steps and get into the courthouse and I'm emptying my pockets. Remember, I was at the last one, so I kind of know the drill at this point. I'm emptying my pockets. I got to take my belt off. Got to take my shoes off. It's like I'm in an airport or something, right? It's like they're TSA or something, right? So I'm doing all of that, and I look over to my right, and in walks Tony Busby. So I'm worried about, man, am I going to get there on time? Am I going to miss something? You know, because I saw y'all right before I left. I was kind of cutting it close. So so obviously I'm there on time because I get there right as Tony Busby's walking up. So, of course, I take the moment to, you know, introduce myself to Tony Busby, because I don't think we had spoken directly yet, and we chit-chatted and we rode the elevator together. And
damn, you were on the elevator with the Buzz.
Yeah, the video, y'all saw the video I posted on Twitter of them leaving the courthouse. But what you didn't see was the video before. Obviously, I didn't take a video, but what happened before coming in was, so here's what happened. I tell them who I am, that I'm with Sports Radio 610, that we've been discussing this thing wall to wall for the past month or so. And he asked me straight up, he says, "How am I doing on Sports Radio 610? And so, you know, I explained to him that it's like a back and forth chess match. We almost cover it like it's a seven-game series type of environment. I explained that to him. And then he cuts me off in mid-sentence and says, hey, do you know what floor we're going to?
It's your court,
yeah.
Tony. Oh, my
well,
God.
Well, so mind you, though, the last hearing he attended via Zoom, so he was not at the courthouse last time.
Right, this was the first time they were in the same room, right?
Correct. The first time they, at least on this case, I don't know what they've done in the past, but at least on this case, this is the first time everybody was in the same room together, both sides, the attorneys, the judge, and obviously the media, and a few women, and we saw Ashley Solis there. And the other women, I don't know who they are. You know, like, they didn't identify themselves or name themselves. Like, we don't know specifically who the other five or so women, aside from Ashley Solis, who, again, was there. We don't know who the rest of them are. And during the hearing, they mentioned that a couple of them, a few of the plaintiffs, Busby said, attended via Zoom. So
I saw a couple of those. Yeah.
So. How'd you tell him he was doing on Sports Radio 610? And by the way, Tony, you're a loophole. Don't lie to Brandon. But how'd you tell him? What'd you say? Did you kind of laugh?
No, I laughed and I gave him the real that, you know, you win some and you lose some. Like, basically, and that's kind of how it's played out on air. You know, all the shows, each show, you know, handles this situation differently and talks about the Deshaun Watson situation differently. So he might be doing differently on different shows. I don't know if I said that exactly, but I told him basically that we're going back and forth, you know, it's a back and forth, and that somebody different might win a different day.
I just think it's funny that he asked, how am I doing?
Yeah. He asked jokingly, like, I didn't get the sense that he was really pressed about it.
But it's funny.
But the fact that he said it also didn't give me the sense that he didn't care at all either.
Man,
you know what I mean?
I think you missed an opportunity because I think the net worth is somewhere near 700 milli from Tony Buzzi. I would ask to hold a couple, hon.
Just to hold it?
Hey, just hold a couple, hon.
I'll tell you that suit, if he wanted to cash in that suit, he could buy the entire car that I'm sitting in right now talking to you. I believe that wholeheartedly.
All right.
So
go ahead.
He definitely looked and smelled like money for sure.
Give us the top line takeaway from the proceeding, and I know we're going to dig in on this a lot quicker. I was literally following the text of the procedure as we were on the air, so I'm sure I missed some things.
Yeah, so the biggest thing, you know, this wasn't a super sexy day court-wise. Like, the biggest thing for, like, talking points and headlines is just that the two attorneys, and y'all hit on this right before I came on, but the two attorneys are accusing each other's clients of scrubbing some sort of social media presence, you know, either scrubbing their accounts, deleting either accounts entirely on Harden's side, you know, suggesting that some of the women are deleting their entire accounts that link them to Watson. And then on Busby's side, you know, responding that, you know, that Watson has deleted some of his messages that he sent to some of these women. So that was the kind of the bigger talking point. As far as court, you know, it was really housekeeping. We talked about this before I came up here, you know, off air, that it was really kind of a housekeeping matter of how they'll manage the cases and when that's going to happen, and them coming to an agreement just on what's proper and you know, just sort of an etiquette type of thing. But in the midst of that, what we did get was Rusty Harden and his attorney, Letitia, was one of them.
Man, she's got some fire, man, in that courtroom.
Hey,
she's a beast
out
there.
She don't play. She don't play. I'm telling you one thing. Look, I'm glad she's not my mom or my auntie or somebody, because look, she looked like she don't play at all. She about her business. But the main thing that they were saying was like, look, 2 weeks is a lot of time. They can do a lot of damage in 2 weeks. We need some type of protection from the court that keeps them from scrubbing their social media accounts. We need a hearing from the court that addresses whether they have to provide these identifying, you know, aspects, documents, or whatever it is exactly. I guess that part wasn't clear exactly what they're asking for, because Busby's saying they're asking for, you know, driver's license and Social Security. Y'all had Attorney Sam just text in and say that it's normal to do that partially. So that, you know, that's the part that stands out on the legal side, but you know, there's a lot to still play out.
There we go. Scott, I got to get one question in. We're up against it, but I got to ask you, because I'm kind of imagining this. In the elevator, Tony Busby strikes me as kind of a guy that wears a lot of cologne. Was there a lot of cologne in that elevator? Because you can get a headache doing that. Did you notice it?
You know what? I didn't notice a lot of cologne, man. Like I said, the man just smelled like money. Because I'm familiar with the net worth that you talk about.
Yeah.
I remember one time when he bought like a missile or a tank or something to like prove a point one time out in College Station. I know he gets down. You know, and the man got money. And so all I could smell, Landry, was money.
Money. That's not the narrow. B. Scott, thank you very much, man. Always appreciate you, sir.
You got it.
Our guy, B. Scott, live from the courthouse to the elevator with Tony Busby right to your radio. You can't get that anywhere else.
I wish you could have recorded Busby. How am I doing on 610?
Man, I would have been asking Busby so many questions.
I know you would.
What'd you eat for breakfast?
Yeah. How much that suit cost?
For real? Breakfast?
Yeah.
Filet mignon?
Of course, you probably think it costs $100. You don't know how much suits cost.
You have filet mignon?
Mm-hmm.
Lord. All right. Another day. Another trip to the courtroom. Week away from the NFL draft. Hopefully hours away from the Astros finally getting a win. Tough times around here. But we are in this together. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Shout out to our guy Armando out there in Miami. For the OG John Lopez, for Figgy Fig being the best in the world at what he do, I'm Landry Locker. It's been another edition of In the Loop. You'll hear from Tony Busby and Rusty Harden tomorrow. Also give you the latest on the NFL draft and a lot more. But in the meantime, Clint Sterner and Ron Hughley are next.
Thank you, Figgy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.